What are the major steps, therefore, in marketing planning and strategy? So on one hand, we have the consumer, right, on the top. And then we need to understand and scan the business environment, friends. And once we scan the business environment, we locate the marketing opportunities that are there in the marketplace. We look at external things. We look at pest factor, political, economical, social, technological, legal and environmental. Once we look at that, we look at our internal things, yeah. What are the internal things we look at? We look at the mission, we look at our SWOT, we look at strength, we look at our weaknesses, we look at what are the resources that we have, we look at what are the different lines of businesses that we have, or we would probably do understand the product position in the market. So when we keep that in mind, you look at and scan the environment. After you scan the environment, you go into this by defining your corporate mission. You understand what is your corporate mission, what are the corporate objectives that you set for yourself. Understand, put a goal in each area. What is the goal? You could look at what is the market share that you are looking at. You could look at what are the sales volume that you are looking at. You look at what are the return on investments that you are looking at. You can look at what are the customer service and satisfaction that you want to give. And importantly, the creativity and the innovation. Innovations that you probably want to do with your product or services, ultimately to see that your consumer or the citizen is not only satisfied but is delighted, friends. He's a bit delighted, boss, right? So we look at that. Once we do that, we get into step number three. And what is the stage number three? What is the third step in the marketing planning and strategic process? The third step is identify the SBU. Once you identify, SBU is a business unit performing all basic functions of a product line or a mix of related products will have strategies and marketing program. If you look at my example, which I told you about Tata's, and I spoke to you about TCS, and I spoke to you about Tata Steel, and I spoke to you of Taj, and I spoke to you of Tata Motors, few of the subsidiaries or few of the SBU of Tata Groups as a corporation. Dear friends, will TCS use the same strategy as Tata Motors? Will Tata Motors use the same strategy as Tata Steel? Will Tata Steel use the same strategy as, let's say, Taj Hotels? The answer is no. The answer is no, is it not? Which means you need to understand and identify the business unit, and then you have to have appropriate strategies and objectives to meet that unit. Once you do that, then you go to step number four. In step number four, what do you do? Very simple. In step number four, now you develop the marketing strategies. You need to find out the advantage that you as an organization has over your competition. What is the differentiation that your product has? What is the different services that you did? How you are one up on the competitor? Why is it that the consumer will buy your product over the competition? You need to understand them. And once we need to understand them, you need to understand, how do you go about it? Shall I look at a particular segment? Market segmentation, we spoke about in the last chapter. What is segmentation? Divide the market into distinct group of buyers. Each of them have got the same need, want, demand. Then give a product to that market and the people buy. So do you need to go for market segmentation? What? Who is the target market that you are looking at? And depending on that, the organization will decide the marketing mix. The organization will decide what is the product that I need to give to this particular segment of the market. And this is the target audience that I'm looking at. And what is it that I need to do? Price. For an example, if you are trying to sell, you know, to the rich class. Let's say, for an example, if tomorrow BMW wants to come with a car and a small compact car. Now, if the target audience is the rich class, they are not going to sell that at 8-10 lakhs. They are going to still sell at about 30, 40, 45 lakhs, you know, because that's the target market that they are looking at. They are very clearly segmented their market into those class of people who probably look at it. So they will price it accordingly. Are you with me? I'm sure you're understanding. Very simple, right? You look at it. What is it that they need to do? And then they price the product accordingly. Because that's the target audience. Rich class segmentation. Higher value of product. Better benefits. More features. And therefore, they're willing to pay a price. Brand itself, BMW, in this example. So you have to look at. And then we go to five, which is step number five. Last but not the least. Here we need to formulate our annual plans. How many cars will we sell, for an example? What is the total value of sales that we are looking at in this financial year? So you need to make an annual plan, and each functional area will prepare an annual plan. Each functional area will prepare a program that they need to do, and each functional plan or functional area will actually budget what they need to do, because you need finance. And therefore, accordingly, every other department also comes into play. Dear friends, marketing planning and strategy, therefore, is very crucial and vital for the organization. Look at this. Once you have step number five, I'm looking at this. You have a budget ready. You have a plan ready. Now what we need to do? Now you need to understand, right? Marketing programs, what you are going to take. You need to understand the marketing mix, the product, price, space and promotion that you are going to look at. If it's a pro product, you will look at what kind of product line I am having to have. What are the kind of product lines, you know, which I probably want to give. You need to understand different products need different planning. So you need to do product planning. You need to do product development. And you need to look at the pricing. So once you do that, then in communication program, how are you going to communicate this? See, we learned in promotion, right? What are the promotional tools that we have? We have personal selling. We have advertising that we do. We have publicity or PR, and we also do sales promotion. So what is it that we need to do? You have done all of this, right? In previous chapters when we talked about promotion, right? And then probably distribution. Place, the third P. How are we going to distribute the product? Who are going to be our channels? How do we go about channel selection? How will you do physical distribution? What kind of inventories do you need to keep, and where do you need to keep them? So you need to have great inventory control. And dear friends, if you are able to do this, let's say, dear, organizing marketing activities we need to do, we need to have all these plans that we have made in different divisions, different functional areas. We need to go and implement them and execute them in the market in the right way that we had planned. Once we are able to do that, implement the marketing program, control them, because you need to measure periodically. You cannot wait for 1 year and after 1 year, my plan is for 1 year, sir. After 1 year, I'm going to see. No, this doesn't work. If it's 1 year plan, that's okay. You have to break that plan into monthly plan, quarterly plan. You see, 6 monthly plan, and look at it every month. So you need to control that. Once you control that, dear friends, you know if you're doing well, why you're doing well. So you do more of what you have been doing. If you're not able to do well, you need to understand why are you not doing well. Probably you may have to go back to the blackboard and see what is it that you could do or what is it that you did not do, you know. Correct that situation, come back, yeah, and go ahead. And finally, you have a consumer citizen who may be a delighted consumer. Once a delighted consumer, he always buys from you. He buys from you, you get some money, you get your money, you get profits, you get profit, organization does well. You go on getting profit, organization continuously grow and grow, and you all of a sudden becomes a big, great company. Dear friends, every company, small, anyone who is seeing my video here in this chapter and probably is into business or would want to go into business, every big company one day was a small company, sir. Every big company one day was a small company, and I therefore tell you, dear, start off, you know. I started off 21 years back when I left my company which I was working for, and 21 years I am into doing business. I run 3 companies and I know, dear, that how is it, dear. You can do it, sir, right? You need to have that. You'll do it, dear. And therefore we talk about product, price, space, promotion. What is product? I need not go and tell you this again. Dear friend, it is designed to match customer needs. Oh, how many times I'm going to tell you this, dear. It has to be that we have to have a product objective. What are the types of customers that we are looking at and how we are going to satisfy them? What are the different product or product lines that we are going to give to the customer? We have to understand the diversification, the product dimension, the product weight, the quality, the quantity, and the market share that we are looking at, the shape of the product, and therefore market tune. We need to understand the expectations that probably product and tune my product or service to what the consumer is expecting. That's one P. If you have to look at your marketing strategy, you need to understand the price. The price is fixed in terms of customer segment. We have to understand what are the pricing objectives that we have kept for ourselves. We have done all of that in pricing chapter. We talked about target return on investment. I need a 30% return on my investments, friends. Now that's your objective. Oh, I need to be the market leader and I need to have the highest market share for my product in this market. Could be another objective. Oh, I will just see what the competition is doing and I will also price accordingly, which is market price competition. Oh, I am leader in the market and I want to show that I am the leader and therefore I will price the highest in the market. Price leadership and fair and reasonable price. I want to give it to a fair and reasonable price to my customers is another objective. So dear friends, depending on what is your objective, you will do accordingly. So after having seen the product or the price, let us look at the next 2P in the marketing mix, which is promotion. We need to adequately advertise the product. Otherwise, how will people know what's the product? We need to do personal selling, probably sales promotion, PR maybe. And these need to be very effective. So what are the promotional objective? Obviously, you're looking at consumer patronizing your product. We need to look at the dealer's interest because the dealers are partners with us in our business and they need to therefore and they probably also want profit because they are businesses. So we need to understand their interest and support them. We need to have a great company's image that we are a great company. We need to continuously motivate and train and mentor and coach the sales force so that they do well. We need to continuously induce and see that we probably get quick sales because everyone wants sales, you see. And we need to therefore also probably understand and meet the non-price competition and probably look at our product or business as something innovative and therefore we may not have any competition with any existing products in the market. Let's go to the last P, which is distribution. Last P is place. Place is distribution. We need to understand what are the distribution objectives that we could. Are we looking at an intensive distribution? Are we looking at selective distribution? Are we looking at exclusive distribution? I have spoken this in respective chapters. Dear friends, if you have not seen that videos, please go back and see. It will be very clear. We need to do good channel management. We need to have efficient physical distribution system. We need to have a desirable level of customer service with a fair and reasonable price. Dear friends, every organization needs to do this. With that, let me get on to the next part of this chapter, which is strategic insight and role. By now, you are clear, I am sure, with all the concepts which you have learned. If you look at product differentiation, you need to be something different. You look at your unique selling proposition, USP. You need to understand your business environment. Now, these normally are the approaches in marketing strategic formulation. How will you formulate a strategy? And therefore, such approaches assume that both the consumer and the competition have to be kept foremost in our mind when we design and formulate a marketing strategy to meet our objective. Dear friend, the role is instead of merely looking at competition, just for a frame of reference, to guide all marketing efforts, strategic insight or an alternate thought process is very important to make the customer forget about the competition and look at your product, your business, your company as the foremost. In this manner, a company's brand will stand alone and be the undisputed leader in the market. You have to have a great strategic insight. Look at Apple, how they made their iPhone and their MacBook completely different, you know. So much competition, but they are different. Yet, you know, they are the biggest and the valuable company in this category in the world. Now that's great strategic, dear. And Michael Porter therefore talked about a strategic model, and he said that every organization need to look at the five forces model which we gave, which means he said that we need to understand, one, what is a rivalry among competing firms. What does this mean? This means that if you are, let's give an example. Suppose I am a Bisleri water, mineral water I sell, and there's a huge competition in the market, right? Now I need to understand, what is the rivalry competition between competing firms? What is it? See, you know, with Reliance Jio coming in with a contemporary example, you know what is happening and how people are fighting among themselves in the competing. What is the rivalry among competing firms? The person needs to understand, what is the bargaining power of the consumer in this market? We need to understand that as an organization. We need to understand what is the bargaining power of suppliers. Suppliers means for people whom we buy the product from, which we buy the. So what are the bargaining power of suppliers? He said we need to understand what is the potential development of substitute products. That if I don't give you your product, do you have a substitute product to buy it? If yes, then you know that you have to be very careful, because if you don't give what you want, the customer goes and buys from somewhere else. And we need to also understand, is it easy for companies to enter this business segment? We need to understand. For example, if you want to get into the mobile services industry, you need to have a huge capital to get into such kind of industry, which itself means that it has to be a very capital intensive nature of investment. Now, it's not very easy for every company to get into that business, is it not? Because one of the major hurdles to it is big money required to get into business, and the gestation period required to actually get profits out of this. If you look at most of the company today in the cellular services are still in the red. So Michael Porter said that every organization needs to consider these five forces before they finally get in. We are going to talk about it in details in your next semester, and you have a subject called a strategic management. We'll talk about this, and it's very interesting. Very interesting. Finally, if a company needs to achieve its objective, the company needs to understand where they are. And for that, they need to do a SWOT analysis. Which means, what are the strength of the companies and what are the weakness of the company? Let's understand, strength and weaknesses are internal to the company, whereas opportunities and threats are external to the company. And therefore, we need to do a SWOT analysis, and we need to understand that where are we at this point in time? What are our strengths that we have? What are the areas of improvement that we have? And we need to understand this situation, and we need to understand the external opportunities that are there in the market that the company has the resources to tap. So we need to understand the opportunities and the threat. We need to understand what are the competitive marketing strategy, which means we need to do a competitors analysis. Who are the competitors in this market? How many people are there in this market? Let us understand and identify this. Let us assess the competition. Who is big? Who is small? What are their strengths? What are their weaknesses? Who is doing market leader and what is it doing? And then we need to select the competitors that whom we need to attack. And we need to therefore understand who are the competitors which we need to avoid, and therefore make a strategy and move ahead, dear. Very simple, we need to understand that. If an organization wants to be a leader in the business, which every organization wants to, what you need to do? You need to be the biggest player in the market. How do you become the biggest player in the market? You need to have a bigger market share. You need to actually expand the total market. You need to have your products having the major share in the market, and therefore you need to go and expand the total market. Two, you need to protect the market which you have. And three, you need to continuously expand the market share of the products or the services that you have. Is it not? So every market, every company wants to be the leader, right? And you need to look at this. We go on to the last part of this chapter. What are the principles of competitive marketing strategy? Very simple. We need to be one up on the competition. We need to score over competition. And that is the essence of marketing strategy. Because as I said, strategy is used only when you have competitors. And you need to understand that we need to be good enough to handle the competition. For each component of the marketing mix, which is product, price, place and promotion, we need to have a distinctive strategy. For an example, when I said, what is the price strategy? No, that will depend upon market segmentation. That is going to depend upon what is my pricing objective. That is going to depend upon what is the target market that I'm looking at. If I'm looking at a premium market, I need to give a premium product. I need to give a premium price. I need to have premium strategy, is it not? So everything falls in place, dear. Marketing strategy, dear friends, may lack special emphasis on a few elements of marketing mix. Sometimes it is possible. No problem. Absolutely no problem. But we need to look at it. And certain key elements having superior selling edge will have special emphasis. For example, we can use personalized selling and serving the customer. We need to have great product quality. We need to give best value for money. We need to probably sometimes give the lowest price. We need to have a great and wide distribution network, and so on and so forth. The next point I would say is, marketeers must have market leader strategies, as I just said. Market challenger. What is market challenger? The next player in the market is market challenger. So if the number one brand is the leader in the market, the number two brand is the challenger. For an example, if in a detergent market, if Surf is the number one, Nirma is the challenger. So the next party. So we need to have a market challenger strategy. Probably we can even use a market niche. Niche means a corner. We are looking at only one part of it. Dettol soap looks at only one part, right? So we are looking at market niche strategy. Marketing strategy, dear friend, is a fundamental means planned for achieving the company's objective. You know how? Because they need to develop a competitive advantage. How am I better? Competitive advantage through the markets that they enter, and the different marketing programs that the organization implements in the market. They need to have short-term tactics to carry out the long-term strategy and get to where they want to get to. And whenever you want to do this, obviously there is competition in the market, so you need to deal with that competition. You need to sometimes acquire smaller or weaker unit that pose a threat to the company. If you have the money, you buy them. If you look at Hindustan Lever, took over Tomco company and merged it in their company. Small player, weak player, buy it. Another thing is joint competition. Sometimes you need to join the competition, you know. As in the case of joint venture within P&G and Godrej Soaps. They join together and they join the competition and work along it. You need to understand the market. Preempting competition by creating entry barriers, by raising spending levels in the marketing, you know. Sometimes you do this, what Reliance Jio probably did, you know, by preempting competition and preventing entry barriers. Even the companies who are selling had a tough time. Price product ridiculously low, Reliance Jio gave free to thwart the entry of new players. Not even new player, the existing players also had a problem. Still having a problem. And differentiates one owns brand. Oh, how am I good? How am I better? How am I different? So differentiating one's own brand to provide better value for money, either through exclusive product and giving superior quality and giving a great differentiation in your product here. Now this is how a company could deal with competition. Maintain high speed of response. Give them a competitive edge. Technology has to be there. If there is a new technology, get to that. Deliver the kind of quality product that the market is looking at. Improve efficiency. You could do, you know, have an activity-based costing. Trying continuously to reduce the cost. Eliminate non-value added activities which has actually no meaning. Pay attention to details and benchmark against the best. I want to be the best, you know. Benchmark against the best. And the 8th point could be disinvest in out of focus activity. Jahan kuch milta hi nahi hai, udhar rehke fayda kya hai? So what we do? Disinvest. Make available more resources and put that in the more important businesses that we could do, dear friends. And therefore, marketing management in action is what? Understand mission, vision, objective, We have already said, you know, okay, market opportunity analysis, have the target market, have the marketing objective, make a promotional plan, and very simple, dear, understand the environmental situation, which is point number one, obviously, because without understanding the environment, you cannot go. So once you understand the environment, you are probably looking at opportunities, mission, vision, and finally you implement and control the marketing strategy. If you look at, we have put and integrated all of them that I spoke in this slide. Dear friends, I'm sure you have understood what is marketing planning and strategy. Very, very important to any company and every company, dear. You need to have a very effective marketing planning and a great strategy to be one of the competition and become the market leader. Thank you very much for tuning in, dear. God bless you and I love you all. Take good care of your health. Bye-bye.